Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Monday of the 23rd week in ordinary time. First reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 24 to chapter 2. Verse 3. Our psalm for today is Psalm 62. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. The psalmist says today, "In God is my safety and glory. In him alone be at rest my soul. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm in God." Thus, my brother, my sister, do not look too far. St. Paul says in the first reading that Christ is among us. That is, he is with us. He is our hope of glory, the source of our joy, happiness, and peace. Thus, like St. Paul, we are called to submit to the will of God, to become servants of the word and partakers of his sacraments. The psalmist says, "Take refuge in God, all you people." Yes, my brother, my sister, it is clear that our riches and positions and power, knowledge will not guarantee our safety, will not grant us happiness and peace on earth and in the world to come after death. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 6, says, "I have seen another thing in this life that is not fair, and it's very hard to understand. God gives some people great wealth, riches, and honor, but they are never satisfied." I promise you, my brother, my sister, that satisfaction is God's secret revealed to those who submit themselves to Christ's suffering and his resurrection. In other words, we are called to embrace Jesus' kenotic life, which makes us totally receptive to the word, will, and power of God. In other words, we are called to consider everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, who grants us understanding and reveals to us God's secret regarding our life and mission. Therefore, let us pour out our hearts before God today, for he is our refuge. And be rest assured that our wealth, riches, position, knowledge, and understanding would make sense if we are under the shadow of the Almighty. In today's Gospel, Jesus says to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was better. Let us stretch out our hands towards the Lord and ask him to help us today. Let us position ourselves before the Lord and ask for his blessings. Let us table our plans and our worries before him and ask him to sanctify us. And may the blessings of God be upon us as we pray and hope for his blessings today, this week, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.